All right, welcome everybody. Hi, let's get a couple of checks again.
Check.
All right.
I would like a higher level of professionalism.
That's not going to happen. Not going to happen, sir. I strive for mediocrity in everything I do. So I've got an old good friend of mine and coworker, previous coworker, Tony No Name. Say hi, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
All right, and welcome to Lifesplaining episode number 4. So,
Wait, who was the first three then?
So the first,
I want to know who you conned to do this, because I'm a little upset that there's only 3 beers for me to drink while I'm here.
Because, well, so Amy and I are doing this diet, so I don't have a lot of beers, or I got plenty of whiskey and tequila, but I don't have any. One more beer.
One.
Oh, there's a Chimay in there. Now I got 2 beers. So, and then I got a bunch of old homebrews in the closet that'll probably make you blind if you try and drink them. So, so the first three. Okay, so first one was one of my old college roommates, and the topic of that podcast was arguments. And I kind of wanted to save that episode for you because, you know, we worked together for 5 years, and God damn it, there were some really good arguments and really good points that we made in both cases for just about anything. I mean, neither one of us liked to lose. So anyways, so the second episode, it was a surprise episode. First one was about arguments. And then the second one was a surprise episode with 2 old bandmates of mine. And what happened in that episode, they were playing a gig in town. They're from San Antonio. And I showed up at the gig to say hi and everything and listen to them. And they didn't have a place to stay. And I suspected they didn't. But I never asked. I forgot to ask if they wanted to crash on my house, and I definitely didn't ask Amy. So my plan at the time was...
Your poor loving wife.
Yeah, and so my plan at the time was, all right, I was at the gig. I'll text her to see if she's still awake. And if she's still awake, then I'll tell her, hey, listen, the guys need a place to stay. If she doesn't text back, then I'll assume that she's asleep.
It's okay.
And then my plan was they would come in, everybody would be nice and quiet, everybody would get the fuck asleep.
Do they sleep in the buff? Because that would one be of them, something one you of want them, to leave a note one for.
One of them does. One of them does.
Okay.
And he slept on the couch. But, you know, my plan was they would go to sleep, and then in the morning, I'd wake Amy up nice and calm. Amy, hi. Good morning. Hey, listen. Just so you know, the guys came over last night and spent the night because they didn't have a place to stay. I love you. Like, that was my plan in the morning.
And then go make breakfast.
And then go cook breakfast and everything else. We got home and Amy was awake. And
did she just not respond to the text?
Yeah.
Or did you forget to text her?
You know, that's a good point. I see where you're going with this. You're actually saying that it's Amy's fault for ignoring my text. Yeah, you're right.
Does she listen to this podcast? Because I actually want to come back over. So if she listens, definitely not her fault. If she doesn't listen.
She listened to the first two. I don't think she heard the third one.
Yeah, okay, actually, then it's her fault.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that. You know, it's funny. Amy and I were talking about that. You ever seen like in meetings where like, somebody says a point, and then like somebody else goes, you know, I'm gonna piggyback off of what Tony said,
yeah,
and I'm gonna catapult off of that, and I'm gonna say a better point to make it look like it was my idea. We'll come back
that's
to
standard.
That.
Yeah. No, I understand. My wife is the like queen of non incommunicado.
Okay, so all right, so
but it's still my fault.
Well, yeah, as you know, it's almost always is. So anyway, so I showed up at the house and walk in, and I see that they're still awake. All the lights are on. Like, fuck, she's awake. So I walk in. I told the guys to wait outside, and I walked in, put Indy in the room. I was like, "Hey, listen, babe."
Wait. So how does having him stand outside make the conversation different?
I had to put Indy away because if Indy started barking, she would have woken him up.
Oh, then you would have been in trouble.
I would have been in trouble. So I told Amy, I'm like, "Hey, listen."
Wait. So because the thing I love to do is like, you know, when you're little, you like have your friend standing there, and you'd be like, "Mom, can I spend the night at Jimmy's house?"
Yeah, and he's right there.
Yeah, and your mom can't say no in front of Jimmy. So, like, if I were you, I would have just brought the two guys in and been like, "Amy, can they spend the night?"
So I walk in, I tell Amy, "Hey, listen, the guys are here. They're outside because they didn't have a place to stay." And she looked at me. She's like, "Lenny," and then she goes, "You're just kidding." Like, no, they're really outside. And then they come walking in, and Ernie's like, they came walking in like the band on the street in New Orleans. So anyways, she was super fucking pissed. And granted, I mean, at first I thought it was my fault, but after what you said, it's clearly her fault for not answering my text.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna scold her for that. When we get done with this, I'm gonna let her know. Listen, if you had answered your text, we could have avoided that. God damn it!
But you would have been short an episode.
So let's talk a little bit about something. When Amy first started dating me, She...
I still can't believe a woman dated you. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, the third... Oh, wait, real quick. The third podcast, boring as fuck. One of my best friends is getting married, and I guess he didn't want to piss off his fiance, so it was all lovey-dovey shit. Like, I had to edit everything out. And it was... Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Well, it's because he's getting married. He's yeah. Not married.
Courty. He's like, when does the courtship end? Courtship end. I'm like, listen, courtship ends when you sign the papers. So if you guys can hear that, Tony's son Junior's here, and... I guess he's sad. Him and Emma are playing. Hopefully Emma's being nice. Anyways, so that was the third episode. If you need to take a break, we can take a break. I just hit pause. So anyways, so... oh, fuck. What was I going to say? Son of a bitch.
It was boring.
No, that was the third episode. What was I talking about before that?
Oh, what you want to talk about? Dating?
Amy. Dating, yeah. So
I made the joke. I can't believe a woman actually dated you.
So here's the thing. So, you know what the Myers-Briggs is. We talk about this all the time. So Amy, being fucking Machiavelli and super smart and shit, she had me take this stupid personality test right when we started dating.
Like first date, or did she?
It was after the first date, but like maybe the first week. But remember, we dated real fast. Like,
no, I understand, but you know, I was divorced for a while, yeah. And I dated around.
Yeah,
I never had to do a written exam.
Yeah, I know. Did you ever give? Well, so the other thing too, I was going to talk. I had a special question for you, but we'll get to that. It has to do with, do you find yourself, how quickly do you start assessing your potential mates after meeting them? Like determining their personality type, their weaknesses, their strengths and weaknesses. Let's just start with the strengths. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so, all right, we're back. We had to take a little bit of a break. Go ahead and talk to me. Make sure we still got good levels.
Check.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
Yeah, no, I'm actually glad we took a break because, as you heard Lenny, he was mansplaining the personality test.
Hence the name of the podcast, by the way. Mansplaining, life-splaining, whatever.
Yeah. It was nice because I could ask Amy. I said, you know what Lenny told me? And she said, oh, hell no. This is probably lucky for Lenny. It's not a video podcast. He's starting to get a black eye after I told her what he said. But yeah, so Lenny, you were saying Amy had you take a test.
Yeah, so, you know... In my head, it was Amy was trying to like figure out her best ways to manipulate me, and it's all about tricking and trapping. That's what love is. It's all about tricking and being very sneaky about, you know, trapping your potential mate. That's dating, right?
Yeah. I mean,
back in the old days, you know, we used to just get a club and you hit the girl over the head, and then that was your wife.
No, it's a good thing you explained it as tricking and trapping, because when I asked Amy, she explained it as stalking, which well, is kind of like kinda just before thing. Trapping, you yeah. stalk something. And she said, no, I didn't make him take the Myers-Briggs. She goes, he must have seen it on my Facebook page because I hadn't locked down the privacy settings fast enough after my first mistake of the date. And you know, she's like, all of a sudden he's like, hey, I took this.
before she could hit the block button, yeah. I was like, hey, look at this. And she realized, oh my God, he's a super easy target. So anyways, so we did the Myers-Briggs. So in my I've said in the first podcast, it really helped out a lot because a lot of our arguments were based around the differences that we have. So in Myers-Briggs, you're an ENTJ or ENTP?
J.
No, ENTJ. ENTJ. So you're extroverted, you're thinker, intuitive, and somewhat organized.
Meh. Don't ask my wife.
And what's your wife?
I think she's... she's never taken it, but so she's probably EN...
You think she's an N?
What's the other one for N?
S. I'm an S. We're super detailed.
Yeah. She doesn't like admitting it, but she is super detailed. So she'd be like an ESTP.
Okay. All right. So there's certain combinations like intuitive and judging, like big picture and organized. It's like really good at planning things out, right? But SJ's like really, really detailed and organized is OCD. And I have the OCD. That's what I have.
Your house is very clean.
I try. Yeah, you know what? Did you know? So I reorganized my studio, if you will, and did some modifications. This was up against the wall. Anyways, people can't see it. It's boring shit, but made it a little bit better. But you notice right away. So I redid the studio, and I have God, you know, I have my desk.
That child is screaming in, isn't
it? Yeah, your son is there. So so I had my office set up, and I have a nice big reclining chair for myself, and then I have kind of like a it's not exactly like a couch that you would see at a psychiatrist's office or whatever when you go see a shrink, But it's similar to that. It's like an IKEA
wooden IKEA
recliner with an ottoman. And you immediately said, no, fuck that. I'm not going to sit there.
No.
Why is that?
It's a power play. You have me sitting like 8 inches below you.
Straight up power play.
I was like, no, I'm not getting analyzed on Lenny's shrink chair.
That's exactly what that is. It's an analytical thing. So anyways, so one of the things that Amy wanted me to ask you is, you know, you've...
Amy wanted to ask.
So as it turns out, do you know who Cyrano is? Cyrano de Bergerac?
I feel like I know the name.
Oh, thank fucking God. So, like, Amy gives me a lot of fucking advice about this podcast. She really does. I mean, in all honesty, 90% of the stuff that I've done on here is her idea. And like everything, I take her ideas and I pass it off as my own. And then I make 22 cents more an hour than she does.
Yeah, I think honestly what she's hoping for is she probably married you thinking you're going to be successful.
Well, see, so the thing is, being that I'm a man, I don't have to be successful and still make more money.
That's... Well, yeah, but they also say behind every great man, there's a woman. I mean, so for you to be a great man.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of successful gay dudes out there. There's a lot of successful gay dudes. And you know what? They don't have nearly as much gray hair. There's one of our old coworkers is gay. He looks like he's 35 and he's about to retire. He's actually 55. So, anyway, you know what? We're not going to go down there. But one of the questions... Oh, yeah. So Cyrano de Bergerac. So Amy was telling me the other day, she's like, I feel like I'm Cyrano. And I'm like the cop? And she's like, no, that's Serpico, you dumbass. I'm like, well, who the fuck is Cyrano? And she goes, Cyrano de Bergerac. And I'm like, yeah, I still don't know. And she's like, ugh. And then she had to explain to me, it's a Shakespearean character. Okay, so the best way to explain it, have you ever seen Roxanne with Steve Martin? Roxanne. Steve Martin is de Bergerac, Cyrano. And I'm Slider. So, you know, the good looking, you know. Yeah, so like the, yeah. And so she started...
You notice how I'm not acknowledging the comment.
Yeah. So she started explaining it to me. She's like, well, Cyrano is like the real smart one, and this really good looking guy is, you know, trying to attract the lady. And then I catapulted off of what she said. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because in reality, you know, Steve Martin's character, he really did, in fact, love the girl. And da, da, da. And so I started explaining it to her back, you know, turning around. And she goes, you know, I'm still Cyrano in this situation. I'm still the smart one. So anyways.
The question.
So, yeah. So the question she wanted to ask is, how soon into your first, like, so you got divorced and then you had a couple of crazy girlfriends. I told Amy, like, yeah, I had, like, I think there was one that was a little psychotic. And then he goes, she goes, how soon into your current relationship do you bring up your previous relationships? Or do you even do it at all?
Like with my wife?
Or with any of them. Or if somebody's right now, somebody's dating a girl, and he's like, his last girl was a huge stalker, and she was like virtually psychopathic, but maybe for a good reason.
I think you meant sociopathic.
Sociopath, yeah. You know, don't correct me on my fucking podcast.
I mean, I don't think she reads minds.
Yeah, that's what I meant, sociopath. So maybe, like, so this guy's dating, I'll give you an example. This guy is dating a girl, but he's still banging some other chick on the side, and then he stops banging that chick, and then he's focused on this new girl. How soon does he, like, bring up the old girl? Because eventually, the old girl's going to run into their apartment and, like, you know, frame him because she put, like, a pair of her panties under the bed and say, he's still fucking me. And not that that's a true story or anything, but maybe it is a true story. So do you ever bring up, how soon after you start dating, do you bring up old stuff or you bring up, you know, your previous relationships?
I think never.
You never did, huh?
I mean, there was like with the ex-wife, you know, because I had...
Well, you can't,
I got kids running around.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a paper trail with that one. Yeah. It's not like a shovel and a bag of lye can take care of that problem. So what happens if, like, you're in your current relationship and then the old bitch shows up again and, like, starts bringing all this kind of... I mean,
it'd be crazy.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
Not while I was dating the next one. No.
No? She knew to... Okay. All right. Well, so that's... No.
But, yeah, you know, you never bring them up because I find women in general don't want to know about the previous women. Everyone wants to believe you're the first, right?
I'm of a different mindset. I've said this before on other podcasts, and a lot of women, believe it or not, they email and provide comments and feedback, and all of them love it. Every girl that listens to this...
Okay, so how many is all?
Seriously, like, I've got like 25 emails from different women that listen to this podcast, and they really enjoy the insight. But women, and I said this
your
before.
Your mom sends you that
email? She doesn't have email. But women like to be judged against each other. Like if you walk into a party and you see like five women dressed up, they like
they don't want to be judged. They want to be better than the other ones.
Right. So it's good for you to tell them like she looks better than you. So next time when you come, like get a little bit better dressed. Women deep down they really like that. They like for you to point out their flaws. I think. Wait a minute. Amy might have sent me a text telling me to shut the fuck up. No. That was my mom. She's like, not only can I text you, dumbass. Anyways, I'm totally joking. Yeah, women don't like to be judged, but they secretly do. They want to be sure they're the hottest in the room. But
yeah, that's different than being judged, though. That's just, you know, you're better than the last, right? That's why I broke up with that one, and now we're together.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. So,
child is not happy.
No, man, I'm really sorry about that. All right, we're back. We had a little break, and we've got a third co-host.
The child is now in the room,
and he seems a lot happier now. So he was, thank you, baby. So my beautiful wife was watching him, and he was having a good time, you know, watching cartoons, and he was hugging Amy, and then all of a sudden, he's like, "Wait a minute, Dad's not here." So now he's here, and looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah, he's playing on the floor.
Oh, that's good. It's good. So anyways.
It's good he's learning these life lessons early.
It is. So yeah, no.
My wife will castrate me later when she downloads the podcast. Here's the life lessons I'm teaching him. And it's like, you're not suitable to reproduce.
So you know what, though? In all honesty, like, we joke a lot, but it's actually good advice. A lot of the stuff we've talked about is really good advice.
Filter through the bullshit.
Yeah, you got to sift through that. But I mean, that's part of it, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so you can hear some blocks in the background, guys. That's Junior playing with some of them as old toys. So anyways, so you do bring up, you don't bring up any of your previous dates, even the crazy ones. You're not afraid that they might show up. And like, have you ever been afraid of a girl showing back up?
No, I guess not. Not afraid. Like,
what's the worst you've ever been confronted by an ex?
Oh, so Tony... Yeah. That's me. He had one that somehow got copies to the keys to his townhome at the time.
Oh, she got keys.
Not that I gave them to her.
Yeah, but she got copies.
Yeah, because I mean, I had a spare
like
set
a real,
sitting around.
Like a real devious thief.
Yeah, so I had a spare set sitting around, and they're just kind of there. And not that I'm careless, but I'm carefree.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so she jacked them, I assume, copies. And in that, I lost a very expensive bottle of scotch that you actually can't buy in the U.S. Like a friend from Scotland brought it over and he's like, "Hey, this is from the distillery in my hometown."
It's not legal in your country.
Yeah. You know, it might make you go blind.
Yeah, yeah.
And they only make like 5 bottles a year.
Fuck.
You know, or 5 barrels, right? It was,
she stole it?
Yeah. Amazing scotch. I had like a sip just to like realize.
You're like, oh, I want to save this. Oh, this is good. No, I'm going to save it for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Like when my ex bitch steals it.
So that
cut!
That disappeared. And then like my GoPro camera disappeared. You know, because I had a GoPro because everybody had to buy them at one point in time.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You probably have a GoPro, right?
No.
Did you not buy one?
I never got one. I don't know. I never got the program. But go ahead.
Do you know how many times I used my GoPro?
3 times.
That's actually pretty generous. I used it twice, and it was to make time-lapse videos of the kids opening Christmas presents. So anyways,
yeah.
GoPro disappeared because I think she had hers broken or something. And then, like, a month later, when it was, like, officially over,
mm-hmm.
Like, my headlights and taillights got smashed out of my truck.
Out of sheer blue. Maybe it was the wind.
Yeah, you know, it. I'm not saying it was her. I have absolutely no proof. But, you know, so, like, here's the super weird part of that one. Like, so about 6 months after, like, everything disappeared, I get home from work. And I walk into my bedroom, and I look at my bed, and in the middle of my bed, there is my GoPro camera sitting there. So she, like, returned it.
Well, did you check the footage?
Yeah, there was nothing on there. I actually did.
That would have been good. Like, she had a nice good footage of her taking a shit on your car or something.
Yeah, so...
Putting your toothbrush up her ass.
You know, and I was laughing, but I was like, you know, if you just like thrown it into a like drawer or like stuck in the back of a closet and I would have found it, I'd be like, oh, maybe it never got stolen, right?
Yeah.
You know, but like putting it in the middle of the bed, that's like, you know, the Godfather horse's head thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can get to you anywhere.
Yeah, that's really creepy. That's super, you change your locks, I'm sure.
No, I'm actually, like I said, I'm carefree.
Oh my God.
I got security cameras instead.
Oh my God. So I never, you know, I said in the first podcast, I never really had a lot of long-term girlfriends. When I was working, so a lot
what
of
what about long-term boyfriends?
That doesn't count. Oh. So when I was, everybody knows the Ohio Chronicles. When I first started my job,
you've told me those stories. Yeah. Like you still live vicariously through yourself.
You know what I
and those stories.
I there's a lot of people I bring these stories up. So I was living in Ohio for 2 years working on a construction job. Right, first job out of college, and I was living in a really small town and. I had never been around so many women that were willing to fuck no matter what. Like, they were just like, they were down to fuck every night, any night. And I lived right across the street of, like, the hippest club in town. It was called the Jolly Lounge. And we used to call it the Jiggly Wiggly.
Because, like a club?
Yeah.
Or was it just a bar?
Oh, it was a club.
They said they were a club.
It was a nightclub, and they had dancing, and the girls used to go shake their ass in there. And so I started dating this girl that used to work at Fantastic Sam's.
Wait, do you have an Instagram?
No.
How do you not have an Instagram for your podcast? Not to cut off your story.
That's all right.
I've heard it. It's about you, like, back when you used to get laid.
Well, this one's different. This one's about the ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I don't think you've told me this
so,
one.
So I won't interrupt you. I never gave her a key.
I never gave this one a key either. Okay, she, like, stole a key.
Right. So this one... So have you ever dated a hairdresser?
No.
They're the craziest. Like, I've heard redheads and hairdressers are the worst... Hairdressers will slash your fucking tires. Like, they are bad.
I mean, I had the headlights and taillights broken on a new truck. That...
And she wasn't a redhead.
No, that feels like crazy.
All right, so I had this hairdresser, insane girl. She was super sweet when we didn't date. We just banged a couple times, went out, you know, saw her at the club, and I take her home. But she thought we were like an item. And one night we're at the club, and I was getting it off with this other lady that I used to work with, and not that I work with. This is when I realized you don't shit where you eat. I was hitting it off with the. She was actually.
So at the age of 23,
yeah,
you recognize that yeah, point in life.
Yeah, yeah. She actually was the client's She worked for the client,
ooh,
and she was like their admin.
No.
And then later on, she became like the lady that did the punch list stuff. So yeah, it's a dumb thing, dumbest thing ever. But I banged the chick that used to work for the client. Anyways. I was hooking up with her that night, and all of the hairdresser's friends were at the club, and they're like, "You're a dog. You a dog." And these all these white girls saying, like, "You a dog," and make it. I'm like,
no, "What?" Did you correct him and tell him you're the lazy hunter?
No, I didn't say that. I will get to that. I said no. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I didn't even know that they were friends with the hairdresser, and I'm like, and I didn't think that I was dating the hairdresser anyways. But so I went and I hooked up with the girl that worked for the client, and I went to her apartment. And, you know, she was real sad and started crying. And, you know, nothing turns me on like a girl in tears. So
usually it's post-coital, but whatever.
Really?
Are you ready for round two?
Nothing like the smell of tears and regret to give me the biggest rod ever. So I hooked up with her.
Like, right there you said that, and Junior wants to give me five. He's like, yeah, he's a disappointing man.
Yeah. So right there, so that night, I was there till probably around 6 in the morning. And like, I gotta get back to my place. So I went back to my place, and I was living with a roommate who was an engineer for the engineering company that we had. And I get back home, and I see that the door jamb is broken open.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what?
Did you hear that? He's like, no way.
Yeah, he's like, no, it did. The door jamb was broken open. And... Because I went to put the key to the door, and I'm like, the door's like, no, it's all broken. So I open the door, and my roommate is sitting. Now, we had, like, the Friends set up. It was, like, two recliners and a TV, and that was it. And an Xbox. And
the TV was on, like, cinder blocks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. And he was sitting on the recliner, and the little coffee table between us, he had, like, a roll of paper towels. And he had this real pissed off look in his face. And I go, what the fuck happened? And he looks at me really pissed, and he goes, your girlfriend's upstairs. And I'm like, girlfriend? What girlfriend?
So and he's whispering, and you're just like,
"Yeah." I said, "What's girlfriend?" And I look up the stairwell, and I see the hairdresser. She's sitting at the top of the hairdresser, and I'm like,
"So she broke in?
She broke the fucking door while he was trying to jack off watching porn." That's why the paper towels is on the copy. He was like,
and what was he angry about? The door, or just the sheer interruption?
The interruption.
Like, and he finally found like the midget porn and he's been looking for. He's,
well, this is before like the Wi-Fi era. Like everything was like, you know, I think he put a porn DVD in the Xbox to watch it on the TV. I don't think this was even like, it wasn't streamed. It's 2003. So it's not Apple TV, you know, that bullshit. And so he's looking at me really, and I look up and she's like, yeah, she's on the phone. Yeah, no, the son of a bitch just got in. I'm going to have a word with him. And she was all pissed. And she comes downstairs to confront me. And I'm like, I'm like completely drained from fucking all night long. And my shirt's inside out. She's like, your shirt's inside out. And you got a hickey and a lipstick all over my face. I'm like, yeah, because I was fucking somebody just now. Like, I'm here. I got to go wash everything off now.
So you're like, and straight up, this is what happened.
Yeah, of course. I didn't realize it. I'm like, and I told her, like, why are you pissed? Like, so I didn't realize. So again, I said in the last podcast, men are terrible taking hints. So she goes, I came home and your roommate was trying to jack off. And he would, you know, I told him he could keep going. And he's just sitting there on the couch like, Jesus Christ.
So you also learned at that moment your roommate's not an exhibitionist.
No, he's not an exhibitionist. He was like, he's like, can you please go upstairs so I can jerk off? So she busted the door down. And then, of course, she didn't have her car. So she's like, oh, you have to give me a ride home too. I live 30 minutes away. And I looked over at my roommate. I'm like, and this is again before Ubers and everything
and
else.
And he was basically like, yeah, 30 minutes is all I need.
Yeah. No, I said, you're coming with me in case I get killed. I need, and I said, and also you're sitting in the back seat. Don't sit in the front seat. Sit in the back seat. So
the roommate is, or she is?
The roommate.
Oh, you didn't want her to be able to get behind you and basically like slit your throat or something.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a quick story. My brother's extremely trusting. We were in Mexico for a wedding. In Central Mexico, this town called San Miguel. And we went to the pyramids in San Miguel. And there was this very, very blonde white person there. German. Looked a lot like you. And he was doing the pyramid tour. Yeah. This guy was German because he was from Germany. And he was doing the tour with us. A big group of us. And then the town was about 45 minutes away where the pyramids were. So when we got done with the tour, we were kind of bullshitting with this guy, newfound friend. And he's like, hey, are you guys going back to the San Miguel? And like I was immediately like, oh, it sounds like he needs a ride. So I was trying to divert. My brother was like, yeah, we're going. He's like, would you mind if you give me a ride?
I want the German accent.
Would you mind if you give me the ride to the hotel? I came with some girls. And he's like, oh, you came with girls? Yeah, come on, come with us. You can tell us all about it.
You sound worse than an Indiana Jones villain.
And I'm like, Dr. Jones. And I told, I'm looking at my brother. I'm like, you fucking idiot. Like, we don't know who the fuck this guy is. He's awfully white to be alive in Mexico as well. So he obviously knows what the fuck he's doing. And now we're going to give him a ride. And so then my brother's fucking oblivious. And then the guy, like, Eddie gets in the front seat. I'm like, get the fucking back seat in case this guy tries to fucking stab us. There's nothing I can do. Like, are you fucking kidding? So we're driving back 45 minutes and we're
bullshitting. But like, what if she grabbed the steering wheel? Because you let her in the front by the things that control the car.
Yeah, at least my roommate would be in the back to rabbit punch her and knock her out like a good fucking friend would.
Or Do you think he was ready for it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that would have been the whole point. My brother, on the other hand, he's sitting there. Oh, yeah, where's your hotel? Oh, we're staying at a house just down the street. We never locked the door. In fact, it's so
hot.
And
we got cash everywhere.
He's like, it's so warm. It's so warm. We're leaving the windows open at night. There's no air conditioning.
Please come murder me.
Yeah. And then, of course, the guy left his sunglasses in the car.
Oh, so he left the calling card.
Yeah,
he had
exactly.
to go back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My fucking brother. Like, are you sitting there? Eddie, no. Get these fucking glasses. We're driving back to the hotel. We're going to drop them off at the fucking hotel. Like, this is stupid. You know, the car's parked in the
front.
Is it
bad that we're both the same level of untrusting?
It's not untrusting. It's not that. It's just like, do you need to take unnecessary risks? So, and it turned out to be fine. I mean, I got fondled a little bit that night, but that's okay. You know, he let me finish. So it was all right.
He snuck in through the window.
Yeah, and he let me finish. It was all right. It
wasn't Lenny. I can't do the Bond accent.
No, I can't do the... You know, it's funny. When I hear German accents, I either hear like James Bond villain or gay cruise ship host. You know, like, yeah, welcome to the cruise. Yeah, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to do in the D deck is what's going to have the line dancing. It's great. We're going to have lots of fun. Yeah. Or like, Dr. Jones, please remove your clothes.
So
yeah.
Your brother's trusting. You got a hand job from a German.
Yeah.
And now we're back to the Ohio Chronicle.
Yeah. So no.
Driving her home.
Well, I dropped her off. No. I survived. I survived.
Like what? Were you too cheap to call her a cab or just like put her out on the front porch?
Small town, dude. Small town. Real small town. Like cab would have had to come from like an hour away.
So how did she get the 30 minutes from her house to
So she went to the club with her friends and I lived right across the street. So she walked over from the fucking club.
So they were sitting there and they're probably drinking like women do.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you need to go give him a piece of your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did she break the lock? Like I tried breaking down a drawer.
So my roommate said that he was in there and he had the door locked and he was trying to, you know, finish to some horn and he heard the knocking and he's like, Lenny's not home. And she's like, I don't believe you. And he's
like the old Cheech and Chong thing. Like Dave's not here.
Yeah. So, but she did like the cable guy T-Rex kind of like, rah, 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 and like, with her shoulder, busted the door in. So, I should add.
So, were you like the battered boyfriend syndrome here?
No, but I should add, and this isn't relevant, but she was like 6'2", at least 300 pounds. At least.
But she carried it well.
She carried it well. And again, I was like, I don't know. I was lazy, hunter. I was late. You know what? I was 350 pounds back then.
Oh, like, I'm not judging on size, but like. Listen, I've my weight fluctuates.
Yeah.
I've never been able to break down a fucking door. Not like in a door into an apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you like lock the bathroom door in your house right now, I'm pretty sure I could like bust it.
Well, open. In that case, you would break the door. This one, she just broke the door jamb.
But still.
She's tall and heavy, leverage.
I mean, like at least, you know, your apartment was susceptible to German tourists.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
it's a good point.
They're in Ohio too.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that. That's a really good point. Anyway, so that was the big story from the Ohio Chronicles. There was others, but you know, that was the one where like a crazy ex girlfriend broke into my apartment and confronted my roommate mid stroke.
So Lenny, I'm gonna...
and then she literally did sit down and she's like, "You can finish if you want. I'll just watch."
But here's the thing, Lenny.
And you know, hang on. When my roommate did say that, I was like, I kind of wish I didn't break up with her now.
but here's the thing. So early in the story, you claimed you guys weren't dating.
Yeah.
Right? You're just banging her.
Yeah.
But at the end of the story, you're now claiming she's the crazy ex-girlfriend. So.
Well, because in hindsight, we were dating, apparently. Right? I mean, if her perception of it is she was dating and she came and broke... I mean, it's not like some chick I was banging. Okay, fine. So some ex-chick I was banging...
I just feel like you're trying to make yourself sound a little better in the story than...
So here's one thing. I will say, I am not that good in the bed. So I don't know what she was upset about. I really don't know. I even asked her, I'm like, why are you sad? Like, I'm terrible at this.
It's like 30 seconds of joy for me. I mean, like... And then I just roll over and I go to sleep. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't even understand. You know what, though?
Did you have a Tempur-Pedic mattress?
No, in fact, I had a twin-size bed at the time. So she couldn't even sleep over. I learned that trick in college. Twin-size bed. It's just big enough to fuck, but you can't. Babe, listen, it's kind of a small bed, so would you mind taking a hike?
You go downstairs, but my roommate's probably jacking
it.
You know, he doesn't like to be watched.
It was this apartment complex in a small town of about 5,000 people. But like half of the apartment complex, the crew, the job site had about 300 to 350 people. And a lot of them lived in that apartment complex. So like my next door neighbors were civil. They did the foundation. They worked in the civil group, you know, structural stuff. Across the ways was some electrical guys that had welders. So it was a lot of roughnecks, a lot of fuel hands, you know, in the apartment complex. And we'd all go to the same bar Thursday. We go to the same.
If it was a town of 5,000, that was probably like V bar. Not the same bar.
There was two or three bars, but it was also a club. And so there was music and a lot of the girls would go there. And it was like two apartment complexes in this town. And so like we basically took them all up. And what was funny though is like any given weekend night, like you don't know what could happen, right? And again, it was like this big courtyard parking lot with all these. And like I remember one night like, I had a knock on the door and I opened the door and it was one of the lecturers, this big gigantic black guy. His name was Junior, and he's like, hey Lenny, I opened the door. It was like 30 degrees outside and he had a towel around his waist. He's like, Lenny, hey listen, you got any condoms? I'm fresh out.
Did he come from like the next apartment complex over? He's been working his way.
No,
down the
hall? He knew I had. I guess he knew I had him, or he knew I was awake because maybe my lights were on. So yeah, it just,
or your roommate's jacking. Sorry, that is just forever gonna live with me as you can finish. And he's like, no,
yeah, and then again that kind of turned me on that the girl's like, hey,
if that happened, like if the story was reversed and you were sitting there and you're watching, you're like.
Yeah,
like
whatever porn,
like 340-bit resolution porn on your Xbox. Yeah, it's grain, it's pixelated,
very granular. Yeah,
and you're kind of like tilting your head, like I think that's a nipple.
Oh, those the old days in like Cinemax. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you're sitting there, and she comes in, like, and his crazy ex-girlfriend comes in. And she's like, "You can finish." You would have been like a fucking jackrabbit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be like, "Oh,
yes,
I'll finish. Can you sit and watch?"
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
no watch. Shame.
Yeah,
no shame.
Shame whatsoever. Oh,
so the fact that he was sitting there, and he's like. I'm a little shy.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. It's
well, weird. Yeah, it is a little bit. But, you know, the women, in, so it's two things. Like small town women are one thing. And then small town, like, rednecky, West Virginia, Ohio kind of women. It's also a different, and it's a lot more real. Like, you know, girls would come over with, like, fried chicken. Like, from, like Popeye, not Popeye's and Popeye, but they'd come over, like, Church's Fried Chicken. Smoke and eat fried chicken in my apartment and then want to fuck. But like, it was weird, man.
No,
it was just
see, that's
weird.
Actually a turn on for me. Like, my wife knows I have a thing for trashy women. I can't help it.
Really?
Yeah, like if she puts on like a little like jean skirt that's like cut off
yeah,
and kind frayed. Of
cut off. Yeah, yeah.
And like the big wedge sandals and like a tube top.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not for marital rape, but I will maritally rape her.
It's not even, no, that's not even a joke. But yeah.
It's not a joke. No. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it.
It's like the same way he was born, right? Or conceived.
Yeah, conceived.
We always tell this joke, right? So we're going snow skiing, right?
Yeah.
And she's sitting there. She's like, oh, look at the little bikini I got for the hot tub. And I'm like, woo. And she's like, do you want me to try it on? And I was like, yeah, of course I want you to try it on.
Yeah.
And so she puts on the bikini. And she's like, you know, modeling and looking all sexy. And she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, And I literally said, do you mind? And she's like, do you mind what? I said, just kind of...
Just turn around?
Just lay over the bed. Just...
Really?
And she's like...
Yeah.
And I was like, you put on the bikini. You know exactly what that leads to.
Yeah. Essentially, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Now stop crying. Now hold on to the tears till I'm ready to come.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, I don't know. And I was like, listen, and guys, I'm not proud of this, but I told her literally, it'll be so quick, you won't even know I was there.
You know, that never works. I tell Amy that all the time, you know.
But like, it did work. She said, fine.
Yeah, but right? You weren't married yet.
No, we weren't married yet, and we got a baby out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so you locked that down.
Basically. I knocked her up, and look, then she
babe,
was forced into it.
Yeah, look, babe, I need to figure out a way to lock this down. It's like Oprah. Like, if you're dating Oprah, like, listen, I got to make sure, I got to get this, you know.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. No.
But the point is, like, bikini, like, trashy trailer park shirt.
Yeah.
Like, eating fried chicken and smoking a cigarette, I wouldn't be able to control myself. It would be weird for
me. But wait a minute. No. An extremely beautiful, you know, girl trying on a bikini saying, do you like the way this looks? Versus someone coming in, smoking and eating. Oh, I've had a shitty day at the office.
What does that country sound like? I like my limit women just a little on the trashy side?
I guess.
I'm sorry. I got a weakness.
Yeah, no, I mean, I said this in the last one. You know, my buddy, the guy that was the co-host last week, and we were at a party, and this girl was, like, all over him. And, like, you always want women to be assertive, but at the same time, like, oh, don't be desperate. That's kind of gross. You're the opposite.
Is eating fried chicken desperate?
I don't know. She, you know what? Maybe if she had offered me some, that would have been better. But the fact that she didn't, she just brought fried chicken over, smoked, and then wanted to have sex. I don't know. I was like, I felt like she owed me money.
You felt like you're getting used.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I should be getting paid for this. But like, whatever. I guess we're doing this.
So the fried chicken would have been payment.
At least. It was dark meat. You know, it's worth it. A good chicken thigh. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
that's
good.
Fair. That's fair.
So anyway, so we're talking about it. So what about, let's see, what is...
Is there another Amy question? So I never told the last girlfriend, or the current girlfriend, about the last one.
No.
Right?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to... So do you want to talk about religion? You want to talk about... No, right? Probably not a good...
Nobody wants to talk about religion. Even the religious. Unless they want to just tell you why they're right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's see. I had some notes that I took down. Let's see.
I mean, so wait. So how did you meet Amy? Like, was this an online
Craigslist
thing? Craigslist.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, she was, I was looking for somebody. I was into Wet Works at the time.
Wet Works.
Golden showers. Like the president.
Oh. actually, I'm going to ask you to pause it after you tell me the story.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go ask Amy the truth and then come back and basically just call your bullshit.
She gets super pissed. We met on Match.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so like... And at first, like, you know...
Wait,
like,
who emailed who?
So she gets... So I winked at her. You know, I gave her
a wink. Oh, that's right. The wink on
Match. And she replied back, and then I hit it off. And then later I told her, like, oh, I winked at, like, every girl. She's like, well, you winked at me. Like, oh, I cast a wide net.
Like the swipe right.
Yeah.
Because Tinder, you're just like, bop, 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 as many as you can.
Yeah. Or Grindr.
Yeah. So, $4.99 so I can see more people to swipe right on?
Fuck yeah. So.
Lazy Hunter.
Yeah. So.
Have you told the Lazy Hunter story yet on the podcast?
There's not just one story.
I keep referencing it.
Do you? You can tell that. You can tell that one in a second. All right. So.
I don't want to like talk about how you basically shoot low.
No, and it's not shooting low. So here's the thing. So Amy brought this up. It was a good point. You know, I was in Ohio. I was dating a lot of friends and stuff like that. And I wasn't really like, you're not, once you're in your 30s, you're not exactly exposed to a lot of people. So and Amy made this analogy. If you said, you know, your wife said, hey, listen, we got to go buy a house. Would you A, start driving around all the streets looking for open houses, or would you go online and look at, like, you know...
Online,
right? I mean, look, at this day and age, it's amazing. You can cast... You can find so many from each other, but I would have never...
So, did you, like, use a picture of, like, Antonio Banderas?
I had some phenomenal Photoshop done. But where I was going with this is Match and... What's the other one that everybody did back in the day?
eHarmony. That was my favorite.
They cost money, and that, you know, it's a big investment. And I wasn't dumb. I wasn't going to do Craigslist. I mean, not for dating anybody, but so
just for your golden shower.
Yeah, yeah. So just for the Wet Works. Yeah. So I did Yahoo at first because Yahoo had a dating service, and it was free.
Yahoo had. Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
I'm as serious as dick cancer.
Does Yahoo even exist anymore?
I'm gonna look at my phone.
If I type in yahoo.com, what do I get?
Probably fantasy football, if that. I think that was her last little hit. So anyways, so I met a couple of girls on Yahoo. And what I quickly realized is, like, one girl, she was a teacher and...
Holy shit, Yahoo exists.
Yeah. Well, I told you. So anyways, I don't know if Yahoo dating still exists. But anyways, I met this one girl, and we went on a... She was a teacher, and we went on a date. And I'm like, you know, I'm in my date mode, right? Like, there's nights where I'm like, I'm just going to hook up with a girl, and I'm going to be, you know, where, you know, whatever. I'll play some sappy guitar music afterwards, and we'll get laid. But I was like, I'm going to do a real date. I'm going to take you out to a nice dinner. You know, I got her flowers and all these things. And I'm going to be respectful, and I'm going to try not to bang you on the first date.
This was Amy.
No. This was a Yahoo date. And I didn't realize that the Yahoo dates, they don't want to date. They're just looking to fuck.
So this, like, Yahoo dating was kind of like pre-Tinder dating.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was just the we meet up, we hook up.
Right. Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And when I took her to a nice dinner and everything, and I'm giving her the flowers, and then we go eat, and then I'm dropping her back off at the house, and I didn't go upstairs, she was like, kind of pissy. And I'm like, I'm just being respectful, I think. I don't know. And
she's like, basically, I wasted my time listening to this guy.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours talk about
I was whatever. The bitch.
Yeah.
Basically, I was the bitch. And she's like, are you not even going to fuck me tonight? So I quickly realized that. And again, I...
Did you cry a little bit?
Then? No. You know what? It's not that I had a problem getting laid. It's just that I wasn't looking to get laid. I was looking for, somebody I wanted to date seriously.
The future Mrs. Lenny.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody that I could mold and shape and raise up just alongside of me like a bird dog. So, like...
You failed spectacularly. Yeah. Because all intents and purposes, I think your wife's in charge around here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So anyways, that was my Yahoo thing, and it was a short-lived experience. I realized, so if anybody, I mean, if you want, so I'm guessing the chicks on Tinder are probably a little bit more uptight. Yahoo's like the Ohio of online dating, right? The girls are definitely down to fuck. So that's how I met Amy.
On Tinder. No, on Craigslist.
Match. She gets so pissed when I say Craigslist. People always ask, so how did you meet Amy? Craigslist?
I was buying a bed.
I was into Wet Works at the time. So anyways, you know what? I think we can wrap this up pretty soon. What else? Is there anything else we need to... Any type of advice you've given other people?
For like crazy girlfriends or dating?
Dating, life in general?
You know, so I will tell this one, sir, right? So I had just gotten divorced, right? And this was 8 years ago. I was newly divorced. And I had this guy I worked with, a handsome guy, very attractive wife. They just had their first kid. And as I got my kid jumping around here.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, he's like, how's dating? And I was like, actually, once I figured out the services and stuff, I go, it's actually pretty damn easy to find someone to go out and date and have adult relationships with and all that. You know, it's you're in Houston, you're in your 30s, so it's not like, you know, when you're like in college and in your 20s, like sex is a really big deal.
Yeah.
At this point, everybody just kind of realized, hey, I really like doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as you look like disease and drug free.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, well, he's like, I don't kind of like dealing with my wife anymore. And he goes, you always seem to be dating a different attractive woman every month. Because for a while I had this thing where it was like every month there was a new woman.
Yeah, why not?
That I would meet online.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It was exhausting, actually. So is the why not? It's just a lot of work. Cause you have to, you know, new.
I said this in the last one. If you listen to my podcast, you know, like, or the second podcast I said this. Like, when you're with a new girl, it's like you gotta, like, okay, now you gotta learn all of her fucking history. And you gotta pretend to be interested in all of her shit now. And it's like, and you're like, the whole time you're listening to her tell you all this stuff, it's exhausting because you know, like, fucking 3 more weeks, there's gonna be another bitch in your place that I'm gonna have to do all this over again with. Yeah, so go on.
Yeah, so he's like, I think I'm gonna get divorced. I was like, why are you gonna get divorced? You got... You know, loving wife, new kid.
Oh,
I said, I got little kids now in my divorce. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, expensive too.
Yeah, I was like, why? And he's like, I just, you know, I want to have sex with other people. I was like, does your wife not have sex with you? And I'm like looking at a picture of this very gorgeous woman on his desk. He's like, no, we have sex all the time. I was like, I don't get it, dude.
Yeah, what did he say?
He just really thought like the opportunity to have sex with other women was like
better.
Yeah, it was weird.
You know,
and I looked at him, I'm like, don't.
You know, don't. A lot of people, without having gone through what you've gone through, they always think the grass is greener on the other side.
It's really not.
Like, no, I'm sure
they'll steal
it's
your
not.
GoPro camera and your bottle of scotch.
Yeah, exactly. All for like 30 seconds of busting a nut.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's getting my credit card out. That's awesome. Yeah, so it was weird. That was like the one thing that really hit me where I'm like, do I like make divorce look glamorous? Because I'm fucking miserable having to go through this dating thing.
Like, I'm not sure how long it's going to take before Amy leaves my ass, but like, I'm not looking forward to like having to date again. I'm like, I'll just fuck it. I'll just be single.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I have friends that are like in their 40s that have never been married, never even had a serious relationship. And then I've had friends that are, you know, married in their, you know, when they were 20 years old, and all they know is being in a relationship. And it's like, in either case, I don't think it's healthy. I think you got, it's like Matthew Capone has it, you got to find that balance. Mm. Like, I mean, you know, friends that get married right out of college, like, yeah, all you know is, and you married the girl you went to school with, you know, except for the handful of times you might have cheated on her, that's all you know. And then, you know, friends that have been single, that all they've been doing is banging chicks, different chicks all the time, they don't know the idea of commitment. It's foreign. So, you know, I think it's healthy for people to like, no. You know, it's good that you have a good relationship in college, but, you know, you need to live your life. And I know that sounds kind of hard to say, like, you got to dump your chick and go bang some other people, but, like, sometimes you kind of need that, because most of my friends that got married in their 20s are divorced now.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know. But then again, and then you learn, being single kind of sucks.
It does.
You know?
It sucked.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nice having someone at home tell you what to do.
Yeah, it is. It's easier to live life that way. You know, the worst thing I ever did, I say worse, the biggest screw-up I ever had dating, right?
Yeah.
So, I have this girlfriend, and I was talking to her, and, you know, she just got engaged, and I was like, listen, I need help. I said, this dating's miserable, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, oh, woe is me. And I didn't know she was engaged yet, and she was attractive, so.
Yeah.
Edit this out if the wife hears this. Yeah. Bad. Anyway, and she's like, all right, so, and she gives me some stuff. She goes, here's what you need to do. She goes, you should, if you're not serious, she goes, you should always be dating at least two people. You know, because there's online dating.
At the same time?
Well, not having sex with two people at the same time, but getting to know multiple people at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's what got exhausting about online dating. Doing that. Like, you're not dating. You're engaging with other people. You're getting to know other people.
Yes.
And you're like, fuck, it was Karen the one that likes this is that?
You're
and
stealing
Susan
my
the
goddamn
one?
Punchline. Right, go ahead. That is literally it. So I go out with this woman. We talk, you know, and there's kind of two. And I'm like on the second date with this other woman. And I was like, oh, yeah. So like, how did that thing with your sister pan out? She's like, I don't have a sister.
Oh!
And I was like, oh!
Yeah, the hot one.
The hot one in the pictures.
Yeah. The better look. The one that I was trying to get in. Yeah.
And she's like, and she literally looks at me like, how many other women are you seeing right now? I was like, well, or, you know, it's not really dating. It's getting to know people.
Yeah, you don't even have to meet them in person. Like, if you're just talking to them online and stuff, it's hard as shit. It's like you got to do homework to date somebody.
It is. This is getting a lot more boring than the rest of the podcast.
No, it's not. It's fine. It's part of it.
Edit it out.
Edit it all out. Cut it all out. Anyways.
And the kids being loud.
That's all right. You know what? This podcast, we got two co-hosts in this podcast, and it's all right. Fucking, that's life.
It is. Yeah. But he's cute.
Yeah, he's adorable. He looks exactly like your wife. Thank God. You know, everybody kind of says that shit, and it's kind of stupid, but yeah. He looks exactly like the two of you, because it's both of you.
Yeah.
I have to edit this time of show. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. That's right. Tommy, did you have fun? Is this good?
Dear God. Next time, if you get my name right the whole time, then I will have more fun.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll do this again.
Can you say Daisy? Of course. And no, you put him on the spot and he gets quiet.
All right. Well, that's good. Thanks a lot. We'll wrap this up. Guys, thanks for listening to episode 4. Might take a break next week for Easter, but thanks, everybody. All right, bye.